Hey guys, it's Zach talking to you on a Sunday afternoon. I apologize if my voice sounds a little rough. Caught a cold over the weekend. I'm just fighting to get rid of it. Been drinking lots of fluids, taking lots of vitamin C, eating fruit, and it just seems to not be going away. And I never get sick, so this just sucks. But anyways, today I wanted to discuss a controversial issue that's been in the news for probably the last month now. And that issue is the decision whether or not to build the Islamic Center and mosque in New York City, and not just anywhere in New York City, just the street down from Ground Zero, which, as we all know, is the infamous site of the World Trade Center attacks. I see both arguments on this, the yes and no arguments. Both are valid. There's an invalid argument that, people don't want to have the center and the mosque built there because they feel that these are the people that bombed us. To me, that's just discrimination because these aren't the people that bombed us, and these are just peace-loving people, and they're the extremists are the people who bombed us. And there's extremism in every religion, just, Islam or Christian otherwise. In Christianity, you have the bombing of abortion clinics, and the Westboro Baptist Church and Fred Phelps believing that all homosexuals should be eradicated off the face of the planet. It doesn't make a difference if it's Christian or Islam. There's extremism in every religion. So that's really an invalid argument. Now, the valid argument states that, and this is for against the Islamic Center and mosque being built there, states that, why have it so close to the World Trade Center, or the site of it, where it was? And, I kind of tend to agree with that. I'm not religiously intolerant whatsoever, not discriminatory against any race, religion, but there still is a lot of fire surrounding, the whole event, even what now, almost, 9 years later now. I tend to agree with that. Why so soon, and why not build it, a few blocks further down? There won't be as much heat. So I tend to agree with that in a sense. And then, of course, there's also the argument that, these people, of course, didn't have anything to do with the attacks. They're just, regular people who are practicing their religion, and they're not extremists. So let them practice their religion. We're a country founded on religious tolerance, not religious intolerance. So I see both sides of the argument. My view, my take on the whole thing is, let them build it. And there's also the, I guess it's more of a paranoid concern, but it's definitely valid. It's going to be a safety issue because, not everyone is going to see along the lines of religious tolerance, and people are just going to automatically assume these are extremists building a mosque, right? Right near the World Trade Center site. And some crazy is going to go in and just shoot up the place or bomb it or whatever. There's that safety concern. But life is all about taking risks, and there's safety concerns about building embassies in countries that hate us. So and of course, it's not always the safest measure, but like I said, life is about taking risks, and you got to do what you got to do. And my view, my take on the whole thing is, just let them build it because, like I said, we're a country founded on religious tolerance, and my opinion is I believe to uphold that, and we're not intolerant of any religion, regardless of its history and its associations. But for the most part, Christianity isn't associated with bombing abortion clinics any more than Islam is associated with hatred and bombing national landmarks. Be interested in what you guys think. Let me know. Thanks. Peace out.